Exclusive. Senator Tim Sheehy blasts birthright citizenship failures highlighted in The Invisible Coup. By Olivia Rondo on February 12, 2026. Washington, D.C., Senator Tim Sheehy, R. Mount. Highlighted revelations made in Peter Schweizer's new book, The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Migration as a Weapon, during a Wednesday Breitbart News policy event. The January-released New York Times best-selling exposé details how the governments of China and Mexico, among others, have been weaponizing weak American immigration policy to infiltrate and undermine the United States for their own interests. Speaking with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle this week, the Montana senator explained that he is pro-legal immigration while taking a hardline stance against illegal migrants who hurt the U.S. I'll start by saying I'm pro-immigration. I'm pro-legal immigration. I mean, if we didn't have people, Elon Musk wouldn't be here. The president's wife wouldn't be here, Sheehy said. Like, we want good, smart, hard-working people to come to America and build businesses, build talents. That's what we're built on. Unfortunately, that system has been abused on both sides of the coin by people using the system as well as folks in our government to try to transform things in favor of their own priorities, he noted, referring to the Democrat Party's push for mass, unfettered immigration. In The Invisible Coup, Schweizer revealed how masses of Chinese elites have exploited U.S. birthright citizenship policies by engaging in birth tourism before raising their American-born children back in China. More than 1 million Chinese with U.S. citizenship who grew up in communist China will soon start voting in American elections, the explosive new book states. Brushing off left-wing accusations of Republicans being racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant people, Sheehy said the party needs to make sure our messaging is on point on the faults of mass immigration and birthright citizenship. We support people who want to come here, share our values, and help us build this great country to be even greater. The Montana senator told Boyle, before referring to the infamous Somali-run Quality Learning Center in Minnesota. What we don't support is bad guys coming here, stealing our money, opening learning centers that cost us $30 million a year, opening fake daycares, and actively acting as agents of foreign powers, which is exactly what's going on, he said. Pointing out that birthright citizenship was not included in the U.S. Constitution until the 14th Amendment was added in 1868. Sheehy said it was never supposed to be a blanket pass for anyone who happens to be born on American soil. Just being born here is not enough. You also have to be subject to the jurisdiction. What does that mean? That means we need to be part of a legally naturalized family unit, he added. Schweizer's The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list and is available to purchase here. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.